Begin the Quran daven sefetz ba metziyah daf kuf yud beis. Begin with beis. Begin the first masa. Begin with the words which actually belong in the Mishnah. Sacher, the employer bezmanui, in its time nishba menaitel. In the time of collection, he swears and he collects. Today says beperikol nishban. The Gemara shpuz of mehem at beis. Befarish, the Gemara explains over there that loy shonu we didn't learn this halacha. Elish aschar beidim. Only if he hired him with witnesses, then when he comes to collect, he could swear and collect. If he hired him without witnesses, no one even knows that he hired him. So then, since the employer could say, I never even hired you in the first place. So with that, then says the Gemara Shavuos, he can say, well, I hired you, but I already paid you. So this statement's a wonder. Because how could he believe with this kaichatayna, with this migui, since he could have said this? The Gemara explains the time and the sacher nishba. But what's the reason for this halacha that the employee that he swears and collects, unlike the classic biblical narrative, is mishum de balabai's tar b'pai lav, because the employer is very busy with his workers. But anan chayshu naisai ki ilu ame in yedeya, and we consider him as if he says, "Well, I don't know." The parach b'gemara from the back of the Gemara asks, "Ihachiv that's the case nesiv lebishvu." You see, as far as the Gemara goes, that it says even we should give it to the employee without even requiring an oath, because we consider the employer as saying any idea. When you have a bari, any idea, so then we give it to the bari. But now, based on all this, if that's the case, so how is a migu going to help him? As the Gemara is saying in Masechet Shavuos, because the ilo emir any idea, if he says, I don't know, if you're saying you don't know, you can't say that what you could have said, and therefore, because you're not even supporting anything, you're not even making a claim, you're saying you don't know, and then he would be liable. It would be similar to the case where a guy says, you lent me money. Oh, I don't know if I paid you. Of course he's chayiv. Now my guy's a little boss. Like the more we teach about becoming the chesam and alp. Mivomis perki shalchan. Of course he's down the base. Mashmanami sounds like they're also lemahani migu. But I come that migu in such a case does not work. Dama that he says in the menes lemer that she's not believed to say meis bali b'mochama. A woman's not believed to say, oh, my husband died in war. She says it because of what she's imagining happened. Any does the bar shemais. She doesn't know definitively that he died, and that is v'li mahani l'migui. Doesn't help to, like, oh, since the boy amrav, she wanted, she could have said meis matos dar on his bed, which she would be believed. We don't say, oh, now she's believed because she doesn't really know. So therefore, Tais is wondering how do we understand the gemara within shvuas that there's such a thing as a migui in such a case. Next, Tais master begins with the gemara. The gemara is waiting. Atakonis gedailas mechlad dekaktanis. The inference is that the small atakonis. Which Tais bothered and he addresses his avakav the parakish lech. Although Nigmar getting up lamed vamen alf amrino, we say the same terminology. Takana gedoy liskinu that they instituted a big takana. Shiyum mefarshin shmosim begitin that they should be explicit with their names in the getin. And v'chema gozal kamasodim baba kamen avakav gimel mabez. Takana gedoy liskinu agree. Takana they instituted shem ye tzir sarah al hakaren v'chulu if the expenses more than the principal, etc. So Tais bothered and he answers loy parach. There the Gemara doesn't ask what gedoy lis chal dekatanis. Elach only mehir. The Kamar Shonu Khan, because the words are that here it says Halach is gone Shonu Khan. The question is on the Khan. The Mashmah sounds like Bilei B'Makamacha, but not somewhere else. We're saying, what do you mean? And it's on that it sounds like that somewhere else it would be Ketanis. That's what we're asking. Oh, is there such a thing? No, the Tais Master begins with Gemara. Okay, no, it's Takanis Kavuos, that there's a permanent Takanis. So Tais is bothered in the address. He says, Hadanaka, this, that the wording is Lashon Rabim in the plural. It's one takana. What's takana's kavuos? Mishum dekoy akol hanu d'nishba b'neitel. It's really going on all the whole category of those who swear and collect. We have the sacher, we have the employee, benigzel, and the victim of theft, and nechbol, the victim of injury. And when the other party is suspect on the oath, and the storekeeper on his ledger. So therefore, it says in plural. Now, b'karlu kavuos. Why is it calling it the word of kavuos? That it's like permanent. Because they uprooted the oath from its place, and they established it on the opposing party, that he should swear and collect. Now, Tais also clarifies by Gemara, they more did not have to explain the reasoning of all of them, because they're more obvious, the only reasoning of the labor, as the Gemara does tell us, because the owner is Torah by Sokov. Next, Tais about to begin with the word Gemara. So the rabbis took the oath from the employer and they put it onto the employee. But the Tanakama is even talking about if he totally denies. And how do we know them? The Pelag Rabbi Yehuda, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, as the Gemara in Shwizdom and Dalman Beis, Ramani says, the Socha in Nishbano, the employee cannot swear and collect, it'll be made to make this only if the employer is admits to part of it. So obviously that the Tanakama says it even by Karvakol. Now the question is, if he's totally denying, is the employee really liable for a biblical oath? And therefore, my comma, so what's the Gemara saying? That they took it from him and they put it onto the employee, but there is no biblical oath. What we can say is, it's really going in the case of the partial admission, that that's what we're saying, that we took it from the employer. And, even where he totally denies everything, but still, even by a total denial, we should have made the rabbinic oath on him, that it's on him to pay. Because if he would admit to part of it, who nishma, he would swear. Now, at least and therefore, since it fit that it should have been on the employer, come into shaklu, saying, quote unquote, like as if they took it and put it onto the employee. The reason is because the employer is busy with his workers. And therefore, Taisi clarifies, it's considered kumoi as if. In the idea, like he's saying, I don't know. Where, yeah, then the chayv, then you chayv. If look at even in the case as we're describing when he totally denies the whole thing, by Gadol Baster, like the Gemara says, Mabukam, that Kofi Chesam and Aleph, he'll be sending. If the guy says, yeah, you lent me, Vini Dem Pratil Chalach, I don't know if I paid you back. The chayv is liable, and Balei Palig, and moreover, the Gemara does not differentiate Ben Mishle Palim Harbe Ben Inle, whether he has a lot of workers or not. Obviously, it would only apply when only has a lot of workers, because he has a lot of workers, then. That's where you would say that he's tarred by Saka. We say a plug and we say it by all cases. Next says Matabing the Gemara, Yahakab, that's the case, Nezel Leble Shvua. So you should give it to him without an oath. Chase is bothered. Chase says, take a second with him. Tell me if you can say, wait a second, my part, what's the question? Chil Oilam Yishkach? You think he always forgets? Pam Shem Palabayasam. Sometimes only saying the truth. Lakachle Ritz Lasaka and Chikab Le Shvua, and that's why they want to institute that. They didn't want to institute that he should take without an oath. Teddy, you should know this because if you think it's considered as definitely that he forgot, and that's why we give it to the employee, am I put to be the kapakol? Then why does he just say it's part when he totally denies the whole thing? Rather, obviously, it's just a concern. The chashin, we're concerned. Shemeshach, maybe he forgot. Lachi put to be the kapakol. The rebbe says, except when he totally denies the whole thing, like with their eyes, balabayas, when there's no biblical oath on the employer, the lechashin, the balabayas coming in the idea. It's not considered like as if the employer said, I don't know. Because it is normal that he definitely knows very well. But when he admits to part of it, then they're concerned, L'shem HaShachar, they maybe forgot. Because sometimes he forgot, and it's already erased, because he admits to part of it. Because he's busy with his work, and he's going to swear falsely, because he thought he paid. We don't presume for sure that he forgot. So what's this question of the Havim as a different Maschal Taisus that we should give it to the employee without an oath? The Shem Taisus says what you can say is the nearly Gemara. It appears that the Gemara, the Talmud Kama Mechazkin leBevadei Shachach. That according to the Kama, we know we presume it. That's exactly what they're disagreeing about, as if he for sure forgot. But I mean, he did, and it's like as if he's saying I don't know. Min Mechay beKevakov, and the fact that we see that they hold these libel and he totally denies the whole thing. Because if it was only a concern, then why does the employee take a filibishwa even with the oath? Given the claim of the Balbaz, since you could say that definitely the employer knows for sure that he did pay, rather obviously the chashab lekoim any day. It's like as if he says, I don't know. Mashan the Zigmar answers, no, it's not, you're right, it shouldn't require oath. It's lavasai to Shabbalabais is to appease the consciousness of the employer. Lafisha sover bedaitoi, it's just that he thinks. Bibar Shapar, that definitely that he paid. In contrast, Al Babisani Benidem Pratich, in the case when the guy says, you lent me, I don't know if I paid you up, they ain't Tzarech Shavua. There, the other party does not require an oath. Le Shaykh HaSafik, where this doubt doesn't apply over there, or this gear says Hafasa, the appeasement does not apply over there. Kibin Shumay, Dushani Dem Par, since he himself admits that he doesn't know if he paid. Next says, Matabin, the word thing, Malcham, Benesibli Be'edim. So wait a second, why don't you avoid this whole thing? Why didn't it just, you know, give it to him with witnesses. Tzitzik ben Pishon, another witness. Sakan, you should institute Shleitin Leil Be'edim. That you should only give it to him with witnesses. And Be'em Yifer Be'edim, and if he pays him without witnesses, he would have Zeran Avshay. He caused the loss himself. Lin Sark, Lovas Daitai, and you wouldn't have to appease him because the Kol Kamash, Nukhla Sakan, and Tzitzik explained what the Gemara's question is. Because as long as you could institute Shleisha Balchin, that we shouldn't have an oath for nothing, Yishasak, and you should institute that. And Mechay Nesib Le'Mekara, so too about giving it to him from the beginning, Parach the Gemara asked, in the Sakan we should institute it, Im Le'Kich Sar Metchila, if it doesn't take his wage from the beginning, Sheyav said, okay, it's his loss. Koydim Shinesakan Shavachinim, again, instead of making a takana that you should be making an oath for nothing. Next test, Matthew begins the Gemara, Yehachim, that's the case of El Kotzanami, and even regarding a disagreement regarding the price, you should also believe the employee. You're going to say about Ketzitza, but regarding the price, it's like if the guy says, I don't know if you lent me at all. It's different than the case of what we're discussing over here. Where, wait, the potter, what's the Gemara's question? Why would you say Katsunami? That is, I don't know if you lent me in the first place. That your potter of Nachman Yechanan, the army that they say, as we had this in the Tzadizan of the Bays, Manu, the guy says, you owe me $100, Allah, man, and he says, I don't know if I do or not. Potter, your potter, what's the Gemara's question? You can say, the Hach over here, Shemaid Mixes, we admit to part because he's saying it's two, he's saying just one. Yesh l'chayv, and then that's why it makes sense to obligate him. It's like the case on Dav Tzadik Chazam Adal, where the guy says, 50, no, 50, I don't know. We're then, okay, then they would hold his chayv. Then says, but then we can say, why? Look at Kigayin Shalisa Acha Shamayda. Why don't you say the one that he admits to, that one coin, Kvapar, he already paid. Now he's totally denied. So what's the Gemara's question? That's what the Gemara should have answered. The Gemara prefers to answer Ketzitza that regarding the price Mitketchiri that the guy recalled Shumaturitz, which because anyway that would answer Gamla Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda that they hold that actually not like Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanan and Voi Moro, but that actually I feel Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanan Nichle L'Shnuy Hachi prefers to answer like this. They look Mechalin that you could just it answers it in all situations. Afalay Para Isa. Even when he didn't pay up that one that he admitted to. Well, more of it says that pshat mash, but the simple understanding sounds like shle para, that he did not pay up, which is the answer we're trying to give that he did. Which is similar to the teaching of Yehuda, and therefore that's why the Gemara does not give this answer that he's asking. Next says, Matthew begins Gemara, Shtaim Ketzasli Bechulu, he says, no one. So the employee has to bring the proof to collect more. And if it does not bring proof, Tais explains, Yeshava Balabais, the employer has to swear. And then the opposite woman, and then the employee loses out because the beloy shvua in your potter. But I don't know if he cannot examine the seller commission by the mixes because he's admitting the part of the claim. Look, my fashion behead. This more explicitly says brish kol nishbon shvuas dem involvement out. And so the time you can say dochik dani here the gemara tells him that the owner's proof is on him. No, actually, regarding the price, that actually the sacher the woman actually does swear and does collect. So that's a contradiction. Someone says, you can say, is you right? Rish Kol Nishban, Parach the Gemara, actually, Shavuot asked this question, Kiyai Gavno. Mashani answers, Nach Breisa, the Chazkabatim is Rabbi Hudahi, and therefore it's not a difficulty, it's going like Rabbi Huda Shita, which the Gemara mentioned within Shavuot, which is different than what we're saying over here. He says, at the beginning of the Gemara, Ketzitza, no, that's not difficult, because even though the employer is busy, when it comes to the price, Mitzket Kiri, Inchi, people recall. Which Taisis says, Loi Matzlishnuye, and Taisis is asking a question, said, why couldn't you answer a different answer, which he's saying that you cannot? The Gemara could not have answered the Hach over here, Mishamachi ain't Sach and Nishba Mnitl. Oh, you know why the employee does not swear and collect regarding the price? From the Ayurka is talking about Kisha Sachara Shalei Be'edim. Oh, because he hired him without witnesses. And that's why. And because, says no. Yeah, the key, because the Ike Edim have to be witnesses. Nechsi Eidim, let the witnesses see. My Kamri, what did he say? Kamakats, how much did he make up? The Chiparach prepared Chazabat Mizadik more as in Babas Damheim Abayz. Balacha, the Uman, by the halacha of a craftsman, says Taisis. So that would be a good riot to say. Obviously, we're talking about without Eidim, because if they were Eidim, they would know how much it was. So it's without Eidim. So that's why he's not Nishba Menaitel. So says Taisa, no. It must be that there are witnesses. Similar to the case of the Reisha, the Gemara that says Sarchav is mine Nishba Menaitel, that the employee during the time of collection he could swear and collect. Mokla Ravishmo, they explain Shasachar beedim. There is hard to witness. Can I mean Hasbeshu is like the Gemara says when Shu is the main and base behead explicitly. Vachinami save Iris of the mirror for the save must also be talking about Shasachar beedim. There is hard with witnesses. But the question is, so why, as Tyson wanted to say, well, wouldn't they then know how much the price was? No, but Leshamek Tzitza, they didn't hear regarding the price. Well, they heard, but they forgot. Now, the problem is, Tyson has with Ubechesk is a Batim. Tyson is bothered
The Gemara in Baba Basra, you have the Yeshitas Abaya. Someone gives his talis to Uman to Mimsakin it, even from the witnesses. And now the Uman says, oh, I bought it. If they don't see it right now in the hand of the Uman, the Uman's believed to say, he bought it. Migui. You could say, I give it back without Eidim, because Abaya holds that even though you deposit with witnesses, he does not have to give it back with witnesses. However, if they see the talis right now by the Uman, he's not believed to say, oh, I bought it, because talis by the Uman is things that are normally lent and rented, where you don't have a chazaka by metal. Rabba holds that if he did not give it over with witnesses, then the Uman's believed to say, I bought it like all metalim, where the one who is machzik is believed with a claim that he says that I bought it. Now, Rabba asks from a braisa, the parach Rabba Labaya, that the Amar from the braisa that says that if someone gives a talis to Uman, Uman claims we made up two, but Labaya says we only made up one. So the braisa says that Eloi Ra, if they don't see it by the Uman, so then Avagav de Geidim, although that that there's witnesses that Yesh Lomin Chazaka, the craftsman has a Chazaka. Be Ra, now if they see by him, Avagav de Leke Eidim, then even though that there's no witnesses, in the Chazaka doesn't have a Chazaka. And that he asks from Manus and Talis Loman. Someone gives his talis to Uman, he says, Shtem Katasali, you made up two. By the way, someone like says, L'chayel, Ach is only one. So I say, Kosman, the talis by Uman. We say over there that as long as the talis by the craftsman, Al Bais Lehevi Raya, the onus of proof is on the Balabais because he has it. And the Uman's believer, the Migui, they could say that it was L'kuchi Biyadi. Now, if it's talking about says Beideke Eidim, if there's witnesses that he deposited by the Uman, so then the question is next to my Kamri. Now let's see how much did he make up with him? So Elalab rather obviously is talking about that the Leke Eidim, that there's no witnesses. And we see Avagav the Ra Uman, even though they see the talis by the Uman, still Neman, he's believed to say L'kuchi Biyadi. So on that, Tosis is answering the question. It says, no. Hasam over there, have a Muslim name, but there, you cannot say, I mean, the question that's bothering Tosis is, according to what we said, that, okay, no problem. You could say that they deposited, well, yeah, there were witnesses, but they just didn't hear or they forgot how much it was made up. And so it says, no. There, the Gemara cannot have said the Ika Eidim that there were witnesses who could go in Shoshachu, and like, for example, they forgot or Leisha Mike says, or they didn't hear the price being made up. Why not? Because the Imkain, if that would be the case, Rabba understood that the Braisa must be told in all situations, even when they see the talis by the craftsman. And if that's the case, for sure we're not talking about that there's witnesses. Because if there's also witnesses and you see the talis by the Uman, according to everyone, the Uman would not be believed. And even Rabba would agree to that. So after the day takes, it would be difficult even according to him. They keep in the mashmalay the Iri B'chalin, and since it sounds like we're talking about all situations, I feel a bit, oh, even when you see it by him, Mary Namadeke Eidim, if we're also be talking about that there's witnesses, and my Neman, Uman, so then why would the crowds maybe believe? Because the Be'ike Eidim, because when there's witnesses and they see it by him, everyone agrees that he does not have a Chazak. Not a mistaken, like the Mishnah teaches in Baba Basta, Mimbez and Medalf. So therefore, obviously, you have to say the Bais is talking about that the Uman's believed. Either that they didn't give it in front of witnesses, or they don't see it by him right now. Now, the Rava, the Kamar, and the Rava that says, Elav, the Leke Eidim, so he explains by his question, the Braisa, that there's no witnesses, and Eino Oy McCain, he doesn't say this, that, not that you didn't see the Talis by him, just that it shouldn't be a difficulty for him. The Master wrote Salamidoi that this that he wants to explain, that's even talking about that you did see it by him. But Babaya, the Mishani, that he answers him, Loi, no, the Leka Adim, that is, when the Babaya answers, he says, no, there's no witnesses, but Leira, truth is, he could have explained that there are witnesses, but they didn't see it by him. And you could have said that even though there's witnesses, they just didn't hear the price being made up. Since Rabba says it's Tumat that there's no witnesses, so he keeps it the same, but really could have said that there were witnesses, but like Tosfos, they just didn't hear it or they forgot. So this says it further. This that we had asked, that we should say the Brais Tumat when there's no witnesses, and the Balais would be Neman with a Migui, they would claim, I never hired you. But near it also it seems the Imishram Migui, the Gemara understood that most definitely the Braisa does not mean that the Baal Bais is Neman because of a migu, that the Baal Bais is Neman. Because Amay Nakat, why do we say that Shacholkin Bekatzitza, say that they disagree, the disagreeing in the price? Shabak Loimar Shacholkin Bepriya. And we leave that they're different, not regarding making up the price, but in the payment. This guy says, I gave it. And he says that no, that you didn't give it. Like we learned in Shavuot Daf Mimdal Mabez. So obviously, it says Taisus, this is what he's trying to say, that obviously what the price means to say is that he's believed, because people remember when it comes to pricing, they were told specifically when they disagree regarding pricing, because it was regarding a migui that... he could have said, I never hired you, and then you could have just made the disagreement regarding if he made the payment or not.
Also, what you can answer is, even if talking about where you hired him without witnesses, he still would not be believed in a migur. Why? Because he agrees partially, and the reason is because he couldn't be audacious and deny that I never hired you at all. Just like every time a person partially admits, is not believed with all sins. That if he wants, he could deny the whole thing. That's actually why he doesn't, because he doesn't have the ha'aza. By the Marie, additionally, the Marie says, the Vadim most definitely, when there are witnesses, that he says that, it comes according to this answer, that it's possible that the truth is that when there are witnesses, that they usually do know and they do remember the price that was set up. Like the Gemara says in the Chazak Batim. And the whole Brais is told like aid Mary that there's no witnesses. But Nishbaz continue top of Kofi Gimel Med Aleph Anoitel that you swear and you take. What's the reason? Hachi Perushai. It means Yavi Raish Eschare. It means proof that he hired him, and Azi Nishbaz Anoitel, and then he swears and he collects. And what the gear says, v'seifa, v'seifa diktoni mitzvahel v'raya. Hainu, what does that mean? He could also say it's tomorrow where there's no edim. Hainu yovi edim. That what does it mean to bring the proof? It means to bring edim shakot leshtayim that he made up with them too. Shedim yoedim magtzisa, because the witnesses do know how much it was. The price was made. Im yoedim shesachur, if they know that he hired him. Kedaparach, the gear says, should be like Kedaprishas, like we explained. Sounds like this from the Gemara, which was the Gemara says that that Rav Nachman Yitzchok comes out with it that the truth is both the Risha and the Sefer is Tumat that witnesses. It's just that the Risha is talking about that the Braisa that he says that. That the worker should swear and take, so it doesn't mention explicitly that it's on the employee to bring witnesses that he hired him to be believed with a shavua, since through the witnesses, the Baal Bais doesn't have to pay yet until the sachar swears, which is not the case by the sefer. It's talking about that the homeowner has to pay without the oath of the employee. And the edus of the edim that he made up to is what caused the payment. So that's what Taisa says, that this is a raya, the lashalim katani, raya the lashava loikatani, Mashmit sounds like the nishba menaitel that he swears and he takes. Hayinu should be raya shescharay, that he brings proof that he hired him, and then be nishba menaitel. So that's what the Tanaim mentioned explicitly. They should bring edim. That's what it means. The hamitz mechaveray, alav haraya.